Today's topic is don't get burnt out. And we're going to go over how to promote a positive environment at work, intimidation at the workplace, self-care, tension at the workplace, and respect at the workplace. This is Lisa Natania, and you're listening to The Vitamin. Happy Mental Health Day. And what a great way to start this episode off by talking about self-care. I cannot stress to you enough how important it is for you to take responsibility for your own self-care. No one else is going to do this for you. So let's start it off. What drains you at work? Think about it. If you're thinking about that person, say that name right now. Marsha. Okay. What drains me at work? When the day goes really slow, when time goes really slow, and then you'll see me checking the clock every now and then. I'm checking to see if it's time for me to go home yet. I'm drained. When I feel excluded, when no one communicates what's going on, and then they assume that I know what's going on, that drains me. When people don't allow me to do my job, that drains me. Okay, now let's think about what fills you up at work. What fills me up and gives me good energy at work is affirmation and when people acknowledge my hard work and value my time and effort. That fills me up and I feel amazing. Another thing I want to go over is intimidation at the workplace. Don't be intimidated at work from other people who have been in the company longer than you. If you have the ability to do something that is your responsibility and you know how to do it, do it. I find it so annoying when I'm doing something at work and then someone who thinks they can do it better than me because they've been in the industry longer than I have, they'll try to explain it to me as if I don't know what I'm doing. And then it gets worse when they get so loud. Like it's a teacher and student moment and they're trying to get attention. Like that annoys me. This should be addressed. Tell them thank you, but I know what I'm doing. Affirm others. How can you make other people feel appreciated? Respect other talents, abilities, and their positions. Create a sense of belonging for others. For example, like going for lunch or when you're going on a break. It's okay to be courteous and to ask if anyone needs something. Don't just ask your work buddy. That's rude. It's not that it's rude. It's just a pleasant thing to do. You know, if you're going out to buy lunch or if you're going out to get something, don't just ask the people that you're close to. Ask everyone or ask people that are around you. Does anyone need something? To be honest, yes, it does take up your time sometimes, like because you spend your time on that list getting everyone food, drink, chocolate, candy, gum. I get it. I've done it before, but it's good to try something new sometimes and just to have a sense of belonging for other people who you normally wouldn't ask that question to. Disrespect at the workplace is not okay. That's what I want to talk about as well. Address things privately, but your approach must be respectful. Also, value the people around you. That's also a good thing that will help you to create a positive environment at work. Being optimistic can be a challenge sometimes because it takes that one person to say the wrong thing. But it's important to judge those moments to see if it's worth dressing the moment. Some people will say it's not worth it, but trust me, if it bothers you, it's worth it and you'll feel better. Because when you indirectly address situations or ignore it or generalize things, nothing gets resolved. That person needs to know that they slipped up, but then encourage them to do better. Never let someone's opinion outweigh your own. Empowerment starts with you. Take control. Don't be silent. And most of all, don't get burnt out. Burnt out people fail. They don't just fail. They fail and then crash. And you don't realize it, but when you're burnt out, it doesn't just affect you at the workplace, but it affects you in your life. It affects your relationships. It affects your marriage, your friendships, your parenting, your partnerships, your careers. You'll fail at everything you attempt to succeed in because you are of no use and you're ineffective. So don't get burnt out. Please don't get burnt out. And sometimes when coworkers vent to you about other coworkers, that can lead you on that road of getting burnt out. Have you ever found yourself in the middle of that circle? Like one day I was at work, I was upstairs, and this lady started venting about another lady who was working downstairs. And then I went downstairs to get something, and the lady downstairs was like, "Oh, can I talk to you about something?" And guess what? She was venting about the lady upstairs. Like, I was like, where do I get to release my tension? Because you see, when they vent to me, when they vent to you, they get a release, but then you're left with that tension. Don't get caught in that. If you can support both in a way where both parties can deal with it together, then that's great. But if it's too much, don't take it on. Lastly, use your sick days. Hello. Use your vacation days. Use your lunch breaks. Not for working, but for its purpose. Thanks for listening. If you have any comments, concerns, questions, and if you'd like to be a part of an episode, please feel free to contact us at thevitamin.co. Thanks for listening. Your support is everything. Blessings.